B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Buddy, happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. It is Thursday, April 16th, 2020, on a lovely sun-splashed morning. A little bit chilly, but a sun-splashed morning here in the Delaware Valley. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. And lots to get to today. We got our playback, is a little Sixer playback. So we're going to get into a little Sixers, and this is a great one because we're going to throw back to 1986. Sixers and the Washington Bullets. That's right. Sixers and Bullets. But it's a draft kind of day, man, because the draft is starting to heat up. Some details with the draft came out, and it's going to be an interesting one. Because it's going to run again, April 23rd to the 25th. It's going to be a multi-network presentation for all seven rounds. ABC, ESPN, and NFL Network. It's going to serve as a three-day virtual fundraiser benefiting six charities that are battling the spread of COVID-19 and delivering relief to millions in need. So it's going to be a lot of fun. ESPN and NFL Network will combine to offer the singular presentation across both networks, while ABC will present its own distinctive primetime telecast for rounds 1 to 3. In addition to simulcasting ESPN and NFL Network, the rounds are 4 to 7. So the 2020 NFL Draft telecast will originate from ESPN's Bristol campus. And they're going to, you know, have their social distancing. So Roger Goodell is going to introduce the picks from his basement. So he's going to do it from his home and introduce the picks from the basement. And we have a trade. The Eagles have traded up, and they will select out of Alabama. That's right. Henry Ruggs. So it's going to be fun, man. At least all eyes are for the draft. Again, you know, we know we've been through it with the mocks and everything. We'll dive deeper into going position by position. But one of the things I'm excited about is, you know, we actually have an event. And during this period, we talked about yesterday, this week has been about what we miss the most when it comes to sports. And the idea of playing games. A buddy of mine, Joe, said to me, you know, what I miss most about sports is the normalcy that it provides. He said, since I was 8 years old, sports have been a big part of my life. They create a rhythm. Much like the drums and bass in a band. The daily games, the stats, the storylines, one sport wrapping up, another one kicking off, it's always been there, whether I was paying attention a lot or not. And now that it's gone, there's a void. My friend Joe said that to me, and I thought it was profound. Because we talked about missing the games, and he said that, you know, he'd stray from different sports, right? Like, there are times when, you know, he might not be the biggest hockey fan, but all of a sudden, hockey playoffs start, and, you know, Flyers are back, and he was drawn back to it. And so he sits here today, and he goes, I miss it. I really miss it. There's a gigantic void, because if they're playing games, that means all is well in the world. And so I think it's so important for the NFL draft to come about and for us to just dive into next week, because it's a show that we'll get back to some normalcy, that, you know, it's not all the new normal, that we can start to move past this thing. And in many ways, it's symbolic. Good morning, Judas.
What's going on, man? How are you?
How you feel, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited for an event, too. I'm looking forward to it.
You know,
1 week away.
You know, it's interesting. What do you think about that? I thought it was so on point. The notion that if they're playing games, all right, all is right in the world. And since you were, you know, Joe's got to be in his, got to be 60, and you know, you're talking 55 years of following games, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden it stops. And that's a scary thing. And then you look back and you go, oh my God, I miss it. I miss the rhythm of it. It's almost like the waves of an ocean, right? The rhythm of the wave coming in, coming out. And a season starting, a season ending. Draft and playoffs and championships and training camps. And all that just happens. And I think that's what we talk about this week, about the idea and the notion of missing something.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about it all the time about being schedule-based, right? Like, all right, I got to get my stuff done, whatever it is, by 7 o'clock so I can watch Sixers, or I can watch Phillies, or I can watch Flyers. I got to be done by 7 o'clock. I'm not distracted from 7 until 10. And that's gone. Like, I don't have that schedule, that daily schedule. And when you go bigger picture, like you said, the beginning of a season, the end of the season, it's like life and death. And at least we've always had a new birth, right? We always had, all right, baseball's here. Now, basketball and hockey are done, football's done, but baseball's here. Then baseball comes to an end, but you get the rebirth of football, and you get the rebirth of basketball and hockey. And now everything's just silent. And there is no rebirth right now. Right now, we're waiting to see, well, when is that rebirth?
Right. Right. Now, again, we're taking steps moving toward that. But I do think the NFL draft's a big deal. And we've always loved it. And for a lot of people that aren't sports people, they think it's ridiculous, right? Like, you're just picking kids. Like, you're drafting kids. Why is that such a big deal? But for us, it is. But for once, the draft takes on an even more important meaning, Junis. It's a show. It's a sign that, you know what, we're going to get back there. And there is going to be football at some point. And, you know, we are going to get back to a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, it's the start. It's like that kind of that end, that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
It's not sports. We're not playing anything. But
no, but it means something.
It's like
it?
It's like, yeah. after a game ends and they go, all right, now it's time to go back to your regular scheduled program, right? Like, we're in the middle of the regular scheduled program right now. We lost a lot of stuff because of the pandemic, but we're sort of getting back to normalcy. Even though they're not doing it in Las Vegas, even though they're not doing it on the grand stage, we are going back to our regular scheduled program on April 23rd with the NFL draft.
Yeah, yeah. You can't wait, man. 1 week from today, we're going to have the draft. We're going to actually look forward to it. And look, it's a big deal for the Eagles. Right? I mean, for everybody. But this draft really holds the key to whether or not they're a true contender. Like, they need to hit on two major pieces. One on offense and one on defense.
And they need impact players, because we've talked about it, you know, we sort of talked about it a couple weeks ago, and we did that, are they a Super Bowl team? And I said, no, not right now. I believe that they are, with a couple of good draft picks, I think they're the 07 Phillies, where they're a year away from being true contenders. But if they can get impact players, whether it's a CeeDee Lamb or a Henry Ruggs, if they can get an impact receiver in the first round, and then I don't know what it's going to cost to move up, if they have to move up, which I'm sure they will, if they give up a second and third round pick, then you go, all right, it might be another year. Because now you lost two early picks to get a dominant player, to get a real impact wide receiver to help out your quarterback. But now you have that idea of the other top wide receiver in the second and third round. That goes away. You lose a cornerback second or third round. That goes away. And you're going to have to draft again and hit on those later round picks in rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7.
I'll be honest with you, though. I mean, I need to trade up.
Yes, it has to happen.
I mean, I got to trade up.
You're right.
Listen, I'm not worried about multiple assets, throwing darts. Oh, let's play the math game. And, you know, the more picks I have, the better chances that they'll pan out. Well, not really. Not if you're not good at picking talent.
Right, and I agree with you. But I'm just saying, if you only get the one player in the first three rounds, I don't think that they're going to be a contender this year. Because, you know, there's still going to be holes to fill.
All right. Let me I'll put it to you this way. If I get Lamb, remember, well, I said yesterday that Sal Powell said the apple of Howie's eye is CeeDee Lamb. Now, I want Ruggs. No, but if I get Lamb, I'm thrilled. I'm doing cartwheels. I think Ruggs is more attainable, more gettable than Lamb. And you got to watch the number 12 pick with Carolina. But all that said, right? All that said, I get that receiver. I'm back being bullish on the Eagles. I don't get the impact receiver. Cue the Sal Pal. If I get the impact receiver. Now, again, I got to be right, and he's got to be great. Like, he's got to be a difference maker. But what if you added DK Metcalf, that production and that weapon to the Eagles' offense last year? Well, could they have gone and played San Francisco for the championship game?
Maybe a little bit of a better shot, yeah.
Well, I mean, right. That's my point. That's how big I think that receiver is. I just think it's paramount that you have that kind of guy. Now, I start to think, you know, I get greedy. I get the receiver. I get Ruggs or Lamb. And then what if DeSean Jackson can play a little bit? Now, I got both those guys on the field at the same time.
Look out.
You know, I got something going.
And also, let me be very clear when I say this, whether it's CeeDee Lamb or Henry Ruggs. By no means am I comparing him to Terrell Owens, but the reason why I'm saying this is we did that playback yesterday, and T.O. gained so much attention, right? Then it made everybody else, all those other receivers, a little more impactful. It made Greg Lewis more impactful.
You know what? I've been studying space in that sport for a long time.
Right.
I'm a big believer. Like, I actually believe that I might be insane. But I believe that I can create space on the football field. I look at pieces, right? I mean, just see it, right? It's not, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to be a football coach, to be a play designer. The reason why that offense was great in 04 wasn't just because of T.O. It was because of Westbrook.
Yep.
And it was because of McNabb's ability to extend plays. So you couple those three factors, Owens being ridiculous, a great receiver, Westbrook being an incredible talent with great speed, great route running ability, and McNabb's ability to extend the play. That's an offense. That's a Chiefs type of offense.
Yes. And can't you see Wentz, Sanders? I know Sanders is Westbrook light, but Wentz, Sanders, and Lamb do that?
Yes.
Or Wentz, Sanders, and Ruggs do that?
Yes. Which is why I say if they get the receiver, they're in the conversation. So that'll be the early question. If they get the speed guy on the outside, Are they in the conversation? I say yes. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio just getting started with the Jonas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 22 right here on Cuz Radio with Jonas. So, I'm curious at this. Give me the outside receiver. Give me the weapon. Give me the guy that's going to strike fear. You've got to have fear guys, playmakers, to win in this league. I mean, come on. This is the league of offense. You got to fear guys. That's the thing that's been the biggest source of frustration the last 2 years and why they haven't won. And I believe if you have that kind of weapon on the outside, they can eat. I mean, I don't think they're beating San Fran, but I think they're getting to the championship game. I think they beat Green Bay. If Carson stays healthy, I think they beat Seattle. And then I think they beat Green Bay, and then they go play the Niners if you have an outside threat. So I'll ask you the question. Are they a contender with Ruggs or Lamb?
I would put it at 2007 Phillies. They're close. I don't think that all of a sudden they're going to the Super Bowl. I think they're closer.
So you say they're the 07 Phillies.
Yes.
If what? If they get the receiver.
Yes,
they don't get the receiver,
then we're in trouble.
They're the 05 Phillies.
Yes, then we're in trouble.
All right. By the way, speaking of Phils, did you see the news that went down yesterday with Halliday?
No. What happened?
Well, there was an autopsy report, and it chronicled it's awful. I mean, it's terrible that his system had amphetamines, pain pills, the whole thing. The whole report documents a bad addiction.
Yes, and that's a shame.
I know. A bad addiction to pain pills. And then the story they were talking about how, you know, he had a bad back and that got him into pain pills, and he was on all kinds of drugs. And I thought of something, and it was awful. I loved Halliday, man. I truly loved the guy. I thought he was a beast. How much fun was it to watch him pitch?
Oh, it was appointment television every night.
Right.
You didn't care if they won 1-0, right? Because that means the Phillies at bat went quicker so that you could watch Halliday pitch again.
Yes. I got to tell you, I thought of that day in Chicago when it was like cold out. And he was sweating profusely. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. And I remember the games in Miami. Obviously, he threw the perfect game in Miami, but down the road.
Right, the 2012
season. His
face
is so red.
Right. But there was a game. Do you remember the game I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
The one in Chicago?
Yep.
Where he's sweating, and it was scary. And, you know, this comes out, and that's why. That's just awful. I mean, just absolutely awful.
Yeah, it's a shame. I remember when the story first came out that he did have stuff in his system when he flew. And, I mean, you know, then there was all that conversation about should have he been flying and when exactly did he take, you know, that medication? Was it right before the flight and all that kind of stuff? And, yeah, I mean, it was a sad time and hearing that. Yeah, you know, it sucks. And there's a lot of players that deal with stuff post-career, right? Like, yeah. Especially Halliday, because Halliday
dropped
off.
I think with him, I think he was dealing with stuff while he was pitching.
Yes, I think it's because he just suffered from dead arm, right? And that happens to pitchers at any age. But being at the top like he was, winning the Cy Young in 2011, and then before you know it, his arm just sort of gives up on him. And you go from the top and being so successful, it's not just like a pain thing. It's also a mental thing.
I know.
Because he was the best. And then you just lose it. And a lot of players, when they feel like they had to retire early, I feel like a lot of players deal with stuff post-career.
Yeah.
Because not only did they go from that high of being so good, but it's also, let's face it, they have routines, daily routines. And then all of a sudden they have all this free time. And they're like, what do I do?
Well, especially a guy like Halliday.
Oh, yeah.
Who would get to the park. You know, we remember the legend during spring training where he was there at, you know, 5:30.
Yep.
It became a thing with him and Kyle Kendrick, and Kendrick tried to beat him to the park, and Doc was always there. I mean, you know, he'd always have that jog. I remember going to the park and watching him jog around the outfield, jog around the stadium. I could remember this like it was yesterday, because we used to do the show from inside Citizens Bank Park, and I would be on the air. You'd have a game at night, and you'd see, I'd be on the air, and I'd see him jogging around around the outfield. I mean, it's a shame. You know, it's a shame because you're right. Like, when those power pitchers go, they just get rocked. Like, we were talking about Felix the Cat.
Yep.
Hernandez. And how, you know, he just gets drilled. He got drilled.
Yeah, you're throwing 95, 96, and all of a sudden that, and you're used to being a, I'll just put it right past you pitcher.
Yeah.
And then you drop to 92, 93, and you don't really know how to pitch with that, you know, 4 mile per hour difference. And 4 miles per hour, that's a big difference.
I know.
Especially when you're used to going up in the zone. I talk about it all the time with Jake Arrieta. Arrieta was a stud in Chicago. He comes over here, his velo, it dropped from the time he was with Chicago to the time here with Philadelphia. And yet he still tried to pitch like a power pitcher. And he just didn't have it anymore.
Nah. You get drilled. All right, let's go to our polls for today. And first, as we always do, let's check the business of the poll from yesterday. How do we do?
The poll on at 975 middays from yesterday's show that went the 24 hour. It was the 24 hour poll.
Yeah, I like the 20. You know, I'm a big fan of the 24.
Still 1 hour and 6 minutes left on this poll. And it was the NCAA poll regarding the change in schedule.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And here's how it was worded. There's talk about the 2020 college football season beginning in February of 2021 through May of 2021. If that becomes, quote, the new norm, are you in favor of the football calendar year looking as such? NFL football going from September to February, NCAA football going from February until May. 54%. It dropped, but still in the lead. No, I want NCAA in the fall. 39% saying I'm in favor of it, and 7% thinking about the players saying no, the players need recovery time.
Oh, no. 54, 39, 7?
Yep, so 61% in total are out on this idea.
I don't understand why you want one football 10 months a year.
Now, here's the thing. A lot of people... I'm
shocked by this poll.
Let me read this answer from Chuck.
Oh, my God, Junis. I want football 10 months a year.
Well, let me read this. This is from Chuck Heineman, and he's not the only one that said this. There's a lot of people that responded to this saying, we have too much football already.
What do you mean?
I don't want it 10 months out of the year.
Oh, Heine.
I think there's a lot of people that think there'd be too much.
Come on, Chuck. Too much football? What does that mean? You can't OD on football. It's like pizza. You can't have too much pizza.
Your arteries will say this differently.
Well, you get my point.
Yeah, I hear you.
You can't tell me that we are gluttony when it comes to football now. Too much football? How's that possible?
I wonder this. Again, I like the idea of it. I do kind of think of...
I mean, you got 6 months of no football.
I think it hurts the college athlete going into the NFL. I personally do think that. But the 10 months out of the year, think 5 years down the road. Like, are you still as excited to have 10 months of football?
Yes.
It's not diluted at all?
No.
Because I think I do prefer...
You were watching the XFL!
Well, I was betting on the XFL.
Okay, well, whatever. You were looking forward to the XFL.
I was until I found out how terrible of a product
exactly.
it was.
Now imagine it's college football, which is a great product.
Yes, it is.
So what do you mean?
I don't know. All of a sudden, there's something about
you're
the Saturday,
be
Sunday.
Bored? Oh, you're going to be bored? That's asinine.
I wouldn't be bored.
That guy Hyman is a fan of one sport. He's a one sport, baseball, basketball, or hockey.
His profile picture is the Flyers logo.
Ding, ding, ding. All right? Ding, ding, ding. He's a one sport guy.
Oh, let me be fair. Let me see what his Twitter profile
is. Chuck is a one sport guy.
No. Husband, daddy, Flyers, Phillies, Union, and Sixers fan. Oh, but he doesn't have Eagles on there.
He's a hater. Okay. He's a football hater. Sounds like a nice guy, though. Daddy. So Chuck sounds like a good man.
He's got a bachelor's in criminal justice. I appreciate Chuck.
He is a union guy. That's cool.
There you go.
Listen, I like Chuck, but Chuck is a football hater. You can see it. If he mentioned all three teams, but not football. Right?
Yes.
So there's a reason why he's against it. He hates football because he's one of these. My guess is this, that he doesn't hate football, but he resents football.
Because it's the apple of the eye.
Right.
Most sports fans.
Because it takes away from the shine from the other sports. That's what I think Chuck's beef is. And he's a soccer guy. Right?
Yes.
So he's also telling you, think about it. He's also telling you, I'm a fan of the other football. That's what he's telling you. He's an anti-football man, which I never, I know there are people out there like that. I just don't understand them. How could you be, seriously, how could you not want, like, how could you be against it?
Yeah, I want to think, like, what is his life on a Sunday during football season? Does he just not watch?
Well, he likes all the support. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but in...
He's October and he's watching, Flyers. October the 6th, starting the season.
All right.
I guess.
What if they're off on Sunday? Or what if they play the 1 o'clock game and the Flyers or Eagles are playing 4:25?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, in his profile, he leaves football out for a reason. He leaves it out.
All friends, hey, yeah, we're having a big gathering to watch the Bears game today. You in?
He's out.
I'm out.
Chucky's out. Chuck says no. But here's the thing. The Chucks aside, the Chucks of the world, I didn't think there were that many of them. But how could you be against it? Now, you may go, I like college in the fall, autumnal, leaves changing, the backdrop of, October. And I understand that. Because that's tradition, you're used to it. So I get that piece of it. But how are you against it?
Should today's question be, like, let's forget the calendar of college and NFL, but let's just ask it a little more simpler. Would you take 10 months of football?
Okay, is that too much?
Is 10 months of football too much?
Yeah, all right, do that.
All right, I'll put that up. It'll be a 24-hour spot.
All right, I like it. The other poll I want is this one. If the Eagles get Ruggs or Lamb, I guess you could put Judy too, are they a true contender? That's A. B is... They already are a contender, and C is no either way, right?
And contender, are we going Super Bowl or are we going at least NFC championship?
Super Bowl.
Okay.
Super Bowl contender. Are you a contender? Like, last year, if you get to the NFC championship game, you're a contender, right? All you got to do is win one game, you're in the Super Bowl. So that's what it's got to be. Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cans can, with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcans.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. Dude, you know what I got for you today, too?
What do you got?
I got the lines for every Eagles game next year.
Really?
So we're going to have some fun in selections. The lines for every Eagles game.
So this is pre-calendar release W's and L's.
I think people have, you know, these books have a lot of times on their hand.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you kidding me? Take a guess how many games in which they are favored in.
Favored, huh? They do have a difficult schedule this year. And a lot of tough games on the road. I'll say they are favorite in 9 of them.
It's a great guess, Bunny Judas. How about they are they're favored 8 times.
Okay.
They're dogs in 6 and pick'ems in 2.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, I'm not shocked. And again, just because they might be like a 3-point dog on the road, they could be in a good spot.
We're gonna play a game called Guess the Line.
Okay.
So the line, here's the deal. Don't look at it. You don't know it anyway.
No.
You're going to have to get it between. If you ding it on the nose, you get a bonus. Otherwise, you got to get within a half point.
Okay.
All right.
What's my bonus?
You get like an extra point. All right.
I thought financially.
I'll see if you can get. If you get 1 point for being within a half and a bonus point for on the nose, can you surpass 10 points?
I think I could.
I think that's a fair contest.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to test the Tunis coming up when it comes to that. All right. I like that. All right, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. We're going to open up the phone lines coming up, and maybe I'll have the callers guess it, too. How about that? Are we going to go head-to-head with the audience?
I'm in. I'll do that.
I think that's even better. See if you can beat the audience and guess the line. I love that. All right, you know the questions? Is there such a thing as too much football? And are the Eagles true contenders if they get one of the receivers? That's how we're starting it off. He's the Tunis. I'm Cuz. And we come to you live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let me tell you about DraftKings. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook. That's it, man. They know a little thing or two about sports-inspired payday. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. Based right here in the United States, not offshore. So you know your funds are safe and secure. There's no need to meet your man like in a barbershop or parking lot to bet on sports. With DraftKings Sportsbook, you can bet wherever, whenever you want. You don't even have to leave your house. Since launching, DraftKings Sportsbook has skyrocketed to the top of the App Store, the top-rated sportsbook app out there. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code FANATIC when you sign up. How about this? For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code FANATIC to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only a DraftKings Sportsbook. got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ten 49. What a beautiful day. I'm going to be watching Wishing. This is like the... I haven't wished in a while, draft-wise. Like, you know, we're in that best player available. We've been in that mode for a while. You know, you had Wentz, right? There were guys I wanted. You know, I wanted some backs like a Dalvin Cook, and there were players that stood out to me. But I'm in wish mode now, like complete wish mode. And if I don't get the receiver, I'm going to be crushed. Are you in that mode?
Yeah, I think so, because with all these reports about if they don't land one of these receivers, they'll trade out. I can't see them not drafting on day one. I would be miserable. So I'm pretty sure it's wide receiver or bust for the Eagles. And if they don't get a wide receiver, they're trading out, and I don't want them trading out.
And I don't want Jefferson. I want to say it again. He's better out of the slot. Not to say he's a bad receiver. What they need is flipping speed, all right? They're not like every other team. They drafted Arcega Whiteside last year. He runs in mashed potatoes. They need speed, Rock. Speed. Anything short of speed, I'm going to be out on the season. Yeah, maybe not out, but I'll be going to be depressed, and my hopes will be dashed.
I don't hate Justin Jefferson. Like, I get...
He's a slot guy. He doesn't fit them. He doesn't fit. Who's your outside guys?
Well, yeah, it's you have to depend on Deshaun Jackson.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't depend on Deshaun. I love Deshaun. I do. I love him. Can't depend on him.
You're guaranteed missing 4 weeks of Deshaun Jackson.
Who knows? I mean, if you even see him. Last year, you didn't see him the whole year.
Yep. Except for a half.
That's my point. You can't in good conscience come back with Deshaun as your only outside threat. That's malfeasance. Jefferson is a slot guy. You need outside speed in this league. Did you learn anything from T.O.? And learn anything from a guy on the outside who makes things happen? And how you're building an offense? Like, I feel like the whole thing's riding on Howie to make a trade.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to have to take. I mean, they're now saying that, I mean, I know that you don't want Justin Jefferson, but they're now saying that Justin Jefferson could go early. Like, all four could go early.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, maybe.
Because, like, the Mel Kuypers of the world saying Ruggs is falling to 21. There's no way.
No, that's stupid.
But, I mean it looks like all four wide receivers could go top 20.
Come on, Mel. Here's two tickets to the resurrection. Seriously, Mel. What are you doing? Giving me Ruggs fall to the Eagles. What are you trying to torture us? That's one of the worst mocks I've ever seen. Kaleem gets us started. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kaleem, what's happening, baby?
Hey, Edge. Big fan, man. How y'all doing?
Good, brother. What's going on with you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm just working, driving around here right now.
What are you doing, man? You're one of our heroes, man. Feeding us, giving us some stuff we need, the essentials.
I appreciate it, man. Just like y'all. Y'all keeping it sane out here, man. So, Chunis said he doesn't think we could be a contender if we gave away the second and third round pick, right, for CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah, there you go, Chunas. Go ahead, answer.
I think they're
called on the card.
No. I'm saying like this year, I think they're the 07 Phillies, where they're 1 year away. So next year, I think that they are a true contender for the Super Bowl. I think they're still a playoff team, but I don't think that they are making it to the Super Bowl this year with just CeeDee Lamb. They need more. That's all.
I actually kind of agree with you on that. I think we would need another veteran wide receiver. I don't think it's too many holes on the defense. I think the biggest glaring hole is wide receiver. There's two wide receivers on the market right now. Kenny Stills, who's been a good number two, averages like 700 to 800 yards a season. And Dante Pettis from the 49ers, who kind of fell out the rotation. Both of these guys are going for cheap. I seen we were trying to get Pettis for Rasul Douglas, and I seen Kenny Stills could be taken for a fourth or a fifth. If you combine them, Rasul Douglas and the fourth, since we got three of them or a fifth, and we get a Kenny Stills or a Dante Pettis, I think our offense would be good enough to actually make us Super Bowl contenders. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with you. I mean, I think they're close. Again, if they get a couple more pieces, I'm going based off the one question, CeeDee Lamb, right? So if CeeDee Lamb, they draft him, they have to give up the second and the third, and you're relying on, and I'm saying relying, CeeDee Lamb and DeSean Jackson, and then in company you have what, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who knows if Alshon Jeffrey's still on the roster, you have Greg Ward, and then you go with the Ertz and Goddard thing. Yeah, they have some power on this offense. They have some speed, they have some other great players along this offense. I also look at the defensive side of things. I like what they did with the secondary. I still think that they need another true second corner. Like, they have Darius Slay. That's great. But who's my number two corner? Is it Cravon LeBlanc? Is it Sidney Jones? Is it Rasul Douglas? They moved Jalen Mills to safety. So I still have a lot of other questions. I like their front four. Linebacker's a big question. Secondary's still a question. And who knows what they do with the offensive line? Andre Dillard, does he make that leap to be the next Jason Peters? It's another big question mark.
I just don't think there's going to be, other than the first round, I don't think there's going to be a corner who's going to make a huge impact. He's going to give us 5-6 interceptions. And to be honest, the secondary in the playoffs really didn't kill us the last. I think you can get by with a dominant offense and a good enough defense as long as that defensive line is playing how it did 2 years ago. I think we would be all right, to be honest with you. But we do need that other receiver because I love DeSean. Always have. Can't count on him to be there all 16 games. Alshon Jeffries, I hope we never see him again, to be honest.
Yes.
Greg Ward, still only 1 year in. I do like him, but that's not enough offense when you got to play people like the Saints, the Packers, and the 49ers, and the Vikings. So I do kind of agree with you.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, man. I got to tell you, Kaleem, I think the same thing. I think, listen, you got to have those weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw what Kansas City did. Mahomes, with Tyreek Hill and even have Hardman, you got to have speed, man. Speed rules in this league.
100% agree with you.
Yeah, baby. Kaleem, listen, be careful, all right? Doing your thing, man. We appreciate it. David in Baltimore. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. David.
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Dave?
Man, I spoke with you last time. We went back and forth about the McNabb thing. But, I agree with you. And, I agree with you now. I think we are close. I think we're just two receivers away from being a contender. When you look at our offense, the only weak spot I see is the receiver position. We get a tight end. We solid at running back. We got solid offense. I think we need some depth. But we got a very, very star quarterback. I don't think we need a receiver, man. I would like to have got a rookie out the draft and maybe a middle-aged veteran. But it don't look like we're going to get a veteran. So I'm hoping we get two receivers out the draft. I want Ruggs like you. Only thing I see on the defense that's a little weak is linebacker.
Right.
But it wasn't just about talent last year. We had an injury problem last year.
I know.
So, hopefully, I think we do for a healthy season, man. And hopefully this is the healthy season. And if we healthy this year and we get some, like you said, get one of the starters come out the draft, then I think we'd be fine, man. I think as long as we can stay healthy, man, that's going to be the big thing. So,
yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a huge deal, is obviously staying healthy. But I'm with you, like, offensively, they're good, right? Like, offensively, you know, you said it. Their offensive line is solid. We talked about tight end. And the running backs you like, but you got to be able to throw the ball down the field. And you did get, you got to get another back, but give Wentz weapons.
Yeah, a third back. I think Miles Sanders is going to be the truth, man.
Yeah, I like your Alex Sanders. Who's your number two?
I'll take the was it Scott last year. We had last year.
Well, he came in after. Remember Jordan Howard when Jordan Howard got hurt.
Jordan Howard's gone, so I guess at this point it will probably be Sanders. Maybe. You're talking about running back, right?
Well, yeah, Miles would be the number one guy, right? Howard signed in Miami, right? So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.